Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 o'clock hour, give you the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 40 points today. S&P 500 up 0.79. That's a 0.01% increase, but green's green. And the NASDAQ up 14 points. So not much action on Wall Street today. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in this segment with some winners once he's done taping something that he tapes on Wednesdays. We'll get a quick look at the headlines as well. The sad news, the bummer, we told you in the last segment, it's breaking news, but Jalen Phillips has announced he is out for the season. Knee injury. We all saw him do something to the knee. He came back in. You could tell that, you know, I'm guessing, Crowder, you've been through it before where you don't want to acknowledge that you're injured. You're praying that you're not injured. And you're like, you know what? I've, you know, run it out on a sprained ankle before. I've loosened it. But you know in your heart of hearts that it's serious. And I think that's what happened to him.
And with him, I've told y'all this, when the guys roll around and do all the antics, that's not really when they're hurt. It's when you get hurt and then you sit there in amazement. Like Jalen Phillips did, like he just sat down and just kind of, you shake your head because you feel that pop. You feel whatever. And I don't know what ligament it is in his knee, but you feel your body do something it's never done before. And you're like, damn, that's probably pretty bad. And then they do the MRIs, and then they tell you a couple days later. But, man, it just back-to-back years happening to a guy like Jalen. Not the football player is amazing. He's a great person.
The way that he had to grind to get back was he available the opener? Did he play in the opener?
I believe he did. Because everybody's like, he was on these snap counts, and he's over here affecting third downs and getting sacks months off of
he comes off that injury, and not only is he back and playing, but he's playing well.
Yes,
man, it just sucks.
And you could tell Solana loved the video. It's kind of like what Khalil Ware. He just loved the video of him running around with the tights on and all that stuff. And just, you could tell, I know the guys that Jalen was other guys I played with. He was in the rehab in the gym at home. He had his little game ready, ice sleeves on. He was probably sleeping in hyperbaric chambers. Like, guys like that want to be great do everything possible to get back on the field. You come out, you start playing at a – hell, He was at a Pro Bowl level last year before the Jets game. Comes back, he's playing at a Pro Bowl level again, and now you have another. And it sucks when it's something else. Like I had all the knee injuries, so knee injury, and coming back from them. Then I have the Liz Frank. I got screws in my foot. Then I come back from it, and then I mess up I get the double hernias, and it's just like, man, what am I doing wrong?
Well,
here?
I'm imagining you start to question yourself. Like, am I going to be one of these injury prone guys my entire career? Like this, because we all know that there are guys like that. And you start to go, wow, am I that guy?
You're talking to one that didn't know he was one until he retired. And then I look back at 14 games played. This is when a 16 game season. 14 games played, 12 games played, 16 games played, lead the team in tackles. Then 10 games played, then 9 games played. Like, it's like, man, these damn injuries. What if I could have played every game of every season, what could my numbers have looked like? What could I done if I was, and even going into a season like Jalen did, when you're not 100% healthy, these other top athletes in the world are 100%. I'm out here competing and balling at 85, 90. Damn, why do I keep getting injured? If, to be honest, like I've talked to God when I'm my career, I'd be like, why do I keep getting hurt? You know, you can't just have me 2-3 seasons in a row be healthy. Please, like, let me see what I can do healthy. And I think, you know, hope Jaden's not questioning anything about himself or his spirituality, but just this sucks when a guy that young can play at that level, but then can't play at that level because of injury.
Yeah, that's a bummer. You could have had 2 interceptions.
That was a passionate, well thought out, emotional thing I just said, Solana.
Oh, what could have been, Crowder? You could have
had 2 full interceptions, bro.
That was articulate and beautifully said. What I just said.
You could have. Who was that Buffalo quarterback?
JP Lossman.
JP Lossman. You could have pressured him twice.
I could have got to JP one more time if I was healthy. I could have ran right. Dan Orlovsky.
Quick look at headlines before Pizzola joins
us. There.
Quick look at headlines. Oh, he's there. Bring on Rob Pizzola.
Just joined us.
Rob Pizzola joining us from the great nation of Canada. Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed, help you get a step up on the books. Check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He joins us on Wednesdays. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
We were just talking about Jalen Phillips announcing he's out for the season. Big bummer. You want to do headlines real quick or you want to get right into games with Rob? What do you want to do here, Solana?
I like your shirt, Rob. I'd like to point that out. We could just get right into games with
what is that, Paisley?
I like to wear patterned shirts. I'm not like a solid color guy, so no. I appreciate that, Solana. I missed you last week as well. Wasn't the same without you last week.
I know what's going on, Rob. You hitting them straight? He played golf this morning.
Yeah. I wish I could still get out and play golf during football season. My life is over, Crowder. Football season starts. It's toast. I'm in the process of moving houses as well. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah. So it's the wife's got a to-do list waiting for me on the counter.
Staying in Canada?
I'm moving 5 minutes from my own house, but it's more of a country home, larger property type of thing. Relax and use the outdoors.
Picks are hitting. Picks are hitting.
Picks have been hitting.
Upgrade. There we go. Tell you something.
That shirt, that's easily a $95 Greg Norman shirt.
I would like to not comment on the cost of this shirt, but it was over that price. Yes.
Yeah. You're talking dollars or loonies?
Well, I mean, when we do the conversion, it was less U.S. dollars because the Canadian dollar is very bad, poor right now.
Well, what do you want to do, Solana? After commenting on his shirt, would you like to do headlines or just do some picks with Rob?
Let's do some picks with Rob.
All right, here we go. Rob Pizzola. Would you like to comment on the Dolphins, by the way? Because I said today I don't even want to talk about them anymore because it's been such a debacle, but have you had your confidence shaken in Mike McDaniel as a head coach? Here's my biggest problem. I've seen starting quarterbacks go down. The team's not the same after that, but they're not inept. Mm-hmm. And this team has gone from what looked like a pretty creative and interesting offense, and you could pick it apart at the end of the season and even the first couple games this season, but they've gone from, you know, an aggressive offense and one that we thought could put a lot of points on the board to an absolutely inept-looking football team.
I think, listen, I'm not going to come here and defend McDaniel. I think that there's some things he could have done to get more out of the offense over the last couple weeks. But I think the biggest issue with the Dolphins stems from roster construction and being really reliant on utilizing that team speed and having a quarterback that can make those throws down the field quickly, get the ball out quick. A lot of these quarterbacks that they've had in recent weeks, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, we saw Scoop Huntley last week, they're just not processing much at the line of scrimmage. It makes it really challenging. Like, at some point, you definitely have to put onus on the head coach. You got to get the most out of your team. Is he getting the most out of his team? I would say he's not. But I think that there's a combo of factors. And too often when we're evaluating sports, we just tend to find the scapegoat or pin it on one person. And it's okay to say it's all these things add up to being the Dolphins bad, the Dolphins being bad right now. They don't have a good quarterback situation. They've built a roster that was built around getting the ball downfield and out of Tua's hands quickly that these other quarterbacks can't run. And the coach isn't making a lot of adjustments. On top of that, they're dealing with a lot of injuries as well. Kendall Fuller last week was a big one for them at corner. Teron Armstead on the O-line. So it's all these things that just add up to them being bad right now. But I say this because I'm not a Dolphins fan, but I would be in the position of kind of wanting them to just have a bad year now at this point. Like, I think we're at the point where this is sort of beyond recovery, and you don't want to be in that situation where, okay, Tua comes back and you find your way to 8-8 and you're potentially competing for a playoff spot and you're picking like 15th in the draft. I think you want to find a high draft pick this year because it's just been that much of a disastrous start.
Can you imagine Chris Greer having to go to Stephen Ross and saying, you know what, I think we need to kind of shut it down here. Like, Stephen Ross don't want to hear that. I think that would be the end of Chris Greer's employment. But mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you, Rob. And by the way, I've seen that a lot on social media from Dolphins fans, especially now when the Jalen Phillips news starts to come out. Like, people are like, yeah, shut it down for the season. You're not going to be able to compete at a great level. You're probably looking at this, you know, middle of the road kind of season.
This is the one time where you could swap me, the Mike McDaniel lookalike, in there, get a new coach in the situation. I'll see what I can do for you guys for the rest of the year. But, you know, listen, I feel for the guy. I think he brings a lot on it. He's cocky, a little bit arrogant. The way he you know, he addresses people. I think that there's just more to it than he's doing a bad job. People, I know that it's easy to pile on. I'm not like a huge defender. You got to have some, everyone's got to take some ownership when things are going poorly. I just don't know what the guy's supposed to do. I honestly don't know. Like, I don't know what coach you could put in there and salvage the situation. I think it's just that bad right now.
Yeah. Feels that way. You have money on this Tigers Astros game? You watching it?
I'm actually watching Red Bull Leipzig and Juventus up in front of me right now, which Juventus just scored good. When I came on the air. I might have to not get off because I'm a big Juventus fan. So, yeah, rooting for
you. You know, Inter Miami and Leo Messi, they go for the soccer version of the President's Trophy tonight.
I did not know that. It's the MLS. They're like most points in the MLS.
Supporter Shield.
Yeah, you know what? Toronto FC actually did win that many times, so I should have known that. But listen, I mean, root for your teams, right? I mean, it's be a good time to root for Inter Miami with the Miami Dolphins, you know, not having a great year right now.
Toronto might make the playoffs this year, though. I mean, they've been dead last in East for like 2-3 years. They're in the thick of it right now in the playoff standings.
We're not all that excited about going to the playoffs and getting bounced in the first game. It's not an exciting prospect.
You're not going to talk to many bigger MLS fans than this show in South Florida. I'm going to tell you that right now. We got Messi on that Inter Miami squad and some other guys, and you know, things are going well.
Suarez is there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Suarez, Calendar, and Tito.
That's right. Fernando Tatis.
Mm-hmm.
No. Francesco Totti.
Legend.
Remember him back in the day? Legend.
Yeah. We still have Robbie Robinson. Robbie Robertson.
No. Robbie Robinson. Former first round pick, Rob. First round pick for Inter Miami. No longer with the team.
Auburn guy.
Clemson.
Well, speaking of the Dolphins, Rob, what do you think on Sunday? The Dolphins are 1-point dogs in New England.
Yeah, I think you got to have like some sort of mental illness to bet on this game. Honestly, it's the
right. Like, we're already locked in, Rob.
Okay, sorry. I should have known. I should have known before I came on here. I'm sorry, guys. No, it's like the worst two teams in the league going up against each other. You know, it's a classic. It was Superman, right? Like, was an unstoppable object meets immovable force. This is like the stoppable object meets the movable force. It's bad for both sides. And it's really hard to decipher because you actually have some like cluster injury situations. I'll be honest, when I first saw the line, I had a little bit of appeal to betting New England. And it was just coming off the Monday Night Football game where I'm like, Miami's offense is broke. Like, they can't move the ball on anyone. This is terrible. It was one of the worst offensive performances I've seen. But New England's offensive line is a disaster right now. They lost their starting center, David Andrews, their left tackle's out. Jacoby Brissett cannot drop back without facing pressure right away. And that's like the one thing that Miami can still do. Obviously, Jalen Phillips being out is going to hurt, but they've actually pressured the quarterback fairly well this year. So I don't have anything to do with this game, honestly. My first initial lean was towards betting New England. I talked it over with some betting partners, and they're like, Rob, like, what are we doing here? Like, there's so many other games to pick from. And then I just kind of, you know, I devolved into, I'm not touching it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's probably the better move. I'll ask you a couple of AFC East games. Not that I don't know if we're in it anymore. I don't know if our interest in the AFC East is as great as it was at the beginning of the season. Vikings. This is an interesting game to me. The Vikings are 2.5-point favorites hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And this one's tough to me because I still don't know if I believe in the Vikings.
Right. So I will say, you said hosting there, Mark, but this game is in Tottenham. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Oh, this is an England game.
It's our first England game. So this makes the gap between these two teams even larger with the point spread because there's no home field advantage for either of these teams. It's a neutral site game. So in the span of a few weeks, this game was played 2 weeks ago, the Jets would be favored. They're now almost a 3-point underdog in the game. You have to ask yourself, has it gone too far? I don't really know that it has. I think Minnesota has a huge coaching mismatch in this game. I think Kevin O'Connell is much better than Robert Saleh. I think that Brian Flores is a defensive coordinator. He's been confusing everyone this year. I have a lot of hesitations with the Jets offense, not just because of last week where they looked horrendous in the rain against Bo Nix, but you're now dealing with an Aaron Rodgers knee injury. He was on Pat McAfee's show talking about how he's dealing with that this week. It's a little bit of swelling. That's one concern. On top of that, you're not seeing any changes from the Jets offense this year. It's the same. Nathaniel Hackett rolls out the same offense over and over and over. And it's a real struggle to watch because it's just not very good. They bleed play clock. They can't throw downfield. Everything's underneath. I'm not going to bet this game, but I think that there's a good in-game betting angle. You watch this game early on and you watch the Jets offense. If the Jets offense decides we're going to come out and we're going to play some no huddle, play with pace, I think that's the best way to attack Brian Flores' defense. You get those defensive linemen tired, those pass rushers tired. You don't let them substitute. I like that. If the Jets go that route, I'll probably bet them in game. But if you see the same Jets offense that comes out, Rodgers lets that play clock go down 3 seconds, 2 seconds, they're snapping the ball, they're not going to have success against the Vikings defense. So I'm waiting to see how this plays out to start. I also hate losing money on these overseas games and starting the day with like a loser at 9 a.m. and feel like I have to win stuff back in the later slate. So I also don't want to bet it for those reasons, but it's a tough one because the market has really reversed on these teams quite a bit in the last few weeks.
How about the other team in the AFC East, who I guess now is the runaway winner for the division, even though they look crappy against Baltimore, but who else is going to win the AFC East? Buffalo is a 1-point favorite at Houston.
Yeah, there's back and forth on this game. Service releases, betting groups, betting both sides of this game. Lots of two-way action. I kind of just like the over in this game, honestly. I don't really want to overthink it. Houston's offense hasn't actually been great this year. They have a few fundamental issues. One is that they run the ball pretty heavily on second and you know, eight or long a lot. And it really bogs down the offense because they're not picking up yards. CJ Stroud's got to convert all these third and longs. But they should have some success running the ball on the Buffalo Bills because the Bills defense is struggling in the linebacking core right now. On the other side, like throw the Bills game out the window against the Ravens, right? It's just teams have bad games. It was a short week for them. They just kind of got shell-shocked in a tough environment and they got smoked. That offense is still very good. That offense can move the ball on anyone. In my opinion, they have the best quarterback in the NFL right now in Josh Allen. So I think total around 46 and a half here. I think that's a good look towards the over. If I had to bet the game, I actually don't even know what I would do. I just think it's I think it's a great price. I think the game's like a toss-up. It's a pick'em between I'd like to bet Buffalo coming off of a big loss, but Houston dogs at home right now, it's a tough one. So I'm going with the over in this game.
Panther season starts Tuesday. We're going to do the show out at the arena. I mean, the Hurricanes are really good. I'm just trying to give Miami listeners a little pep talk after the Jalen Phillips news and the Dolphins. But the Hurricanes, I mean, that's a good college football team.
It is. What an ending last week.
What an ending.
So you guys don't know this. I don't think maybe Solana keeps up with gambling Twitter a lot, but there's a personality out there. His name's Steve Fezzik. And he's known for giving out picks on big money line favorites. And two years ago, he gave out Purdue money line in the first round of the NCAA tournament at like -8,000. And they lost their opening round game. And since then, he still continued, credit to him, he still continued to go down the path of, if I think a big favorite has value on the money line, I'll bet them, I'll give them out.
But is that what he's known for? Is he known for betting massive money line favorites?
He's a professional bettor. He's actually known for winning the Westgate Super Contest, the football contest, twice, 2 years in a row. This was many years ago when there were less participants in it. But that's what he's known for. He's developed a reputation for being the guy that is not scared to play big money line favorites. And he played Miami in that game and posted it. And then he played Miami in game as well at like -350, -400 and posted that. So we had a very unique scenario going on that night where all of gambling Twitter was cheering for Virginia Tech unanimously at once. Because
what was the money line before the game? Not in game.
-800.
Wow. Yeah.
-800 in that game. I've never, I don't know where you guys have talked about this ad nauseum probably, but I did not think they were going to overturn that play. I just didn't think that there was enough where they would have overturned. I thought whatever they ruled on the field was going to have to stand because there was just like not enough good looks at what happened there. But what an insane ending. I love college football for that reason. I love football for that reason. You just get so many games that come down to the wire and end with some crazy play. So I was really tuned into that one.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Speaking of gambling Twitter, Hawk and Crowder, if I told you these three names, what do they mean to you? Trey Palmer, Jeremy McNichols, and Xavier Leggett. Like, would you guys know what they do, who they are?
Teachers running at my back. School.
Our very own Rob Pozzola hit a 171-1 three-leg parlay this past Sunday on those three guys' anytime touchdowns in the NFL.
Is that so?
And you guys had never heard of any of those three guys. That's how good Rob Pozzola is.
Xavier Leggett, I have. He's always a factor for Arizona.
Yes, it's so I will correct Solana on this one, Mark. I will correct Solana on this one. I do a Sunday morning show on Forward Progress. It's called Pizza Buffet. I just review all the games. I give my thoughts on all the games, including props.
I love a pizza buffet.
Yes, I'm a fan as well. There's no more Pizza Hut buffets around where I live anymore.
Cece's Pizza, though. You can get you know, it's crappy pizza, but it's delicious because it's only $5.99.
Terrible.
We don't have Cece's here, but Pizza Hut used to have the dessert pizzas as well, which I also enjoyed. Those were before I had diabetes. Now I don't go near that stuff anymore.
But we know why.
Yes. Solana he's trying to butter me up here. It's not entirely true. I hit all three of those players individually to score a touchdown. So, however, a lot of people who watched the show started sending in their tickets that they had played them in a parlay, including my producer for the show as well. So the parlay did pay 171-1 on those three players to score. Yeah.
Wow. How about that? I bet you're bummed you didn't play the parlay.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I had a great day. I try not to dwell on those things that could have been. I've hit some big parlays this year. It is what it is. I'm not going to dwell on it. I bet you're bummed, Mark, that I didn't send you those picks for a parlay.
A little bit. I am. I've had a rough go of it. I had about 19 bets working on the Dolphins Monday night game. I cashed two tickets. Tyler Huntley, longest rush over 11.5 yards. And Tyler Huntley over 33.5 yards rushing, because, I'm just playing that every week on the Dolphins. Yep. Now it doesn't even matter who it is. I'm riding with that.
That's your angle now. It doesn't matter.
I had Tyreek Hill over 4.5 receptions. He caught the fifth reception, but it was one of those illegal shifts that they got called for about 12 times. So that got taken back. I had Devon Achane anytime touchdown. He got stopped at the 1 foot line. Then they gave it to him again to give him the touchdown that he had earned. Couldn't get in, and so then Tyler Huntley just ran it in.
Yep. Cash the Tyler Huntley anytime touchdown in that game. So what was your loss was your my gain, Mark.
How about that?
We're like, it's like that classic, we do the Seinfeld intro when we come on here, right?
Right.
It's the classic Seinfeld episode where Jerry is always...
he's always made even by someone else. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a classic right there.
Rob Pizzola, ladies and gentlemen. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. And again, he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress. It's part of the Hammer Betting Network, and you can check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, as always, Rob.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets this week.
There you go, Rob Pizzola. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll do a quick look at the headlines, which we didn't do here, and then we'll get back into the Heat Media Day stuff. So we'll get back on track here.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sour Queen.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was an excellent song from Sting there. Apparently it's his birthday today. I didn't get a birthday list on my show sheet, so I don't know who the birthdays are, but I'm being told it's Sting's birthday. How old is he?
Sting's one guy?
Sting is one guy. He's in the Police.
Thought it was a group.
No, the Police was a group. Sting is one guy.
He is 73 years old.
73.
Right there with Hawk.
The body aches in ways that you didn't think was possible.
You're telling me I'm only 40.
Man, you don't even know.
I sleep with I sleep with a pregnancy pillow. It goes through my legs.
I'll make this the headlines, because we'll do headlines at 5 o'clock. So here you're. This is a very abbreviated headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. I'll give you the Dolphins injury report, which just came out. Obviously, Jalen Phillips, we know he's out for the season. So he didn't practice, and he's donezo, unfortunately. Jordan Poyer also did not practice. He is listed with a shin. Here are here's who's named on the injury report. Teron Armstead, Braxton Berrios, Kendall Fuller, David Long Jr., Raheem Mostert, Duke Riley, Skylar Thompson, Malik Washington, Jeff Wilson Jr., Odell Beckham Jr., and Cam Smith. That's an injury report reminiscent of week 12 and 13, but not usually week 4 or 5, but it is what it is. Full practices today, Odell Beckham and Cam Smith. They had full practices. Limited practices today. Teron Armstead, he's still limited. He's still limited and listed with the concussion. Braxton Berrios, limited. Kendall Fuller, limited. David Long Jr., Raheem Mostert, Duke Riley, Skyler, Malik Washington, and Jeff Wilson Jr. So it's a busy injury report. Although I will tell you, I'm looking at the Patriots injury report right now. It's longer than the Dolphins. So,
but the Patriots historically put everybody with a hangnail on injury report.
That is true.
Our fellas are really not playing.
Yeah, that is true.
Today was just a walkthrough, by the way. There was no...
Those are estimates.
Yeah, there was no official practice today.
Today, Wednesday?
I am so dejected.
Why are we walking through on Wednesday?
Short week.
We gave up 30 points and couldn't pee a drop.
Well, who was it? Someone yesterday said to us, yeah, they've got three practices to work this out. Was it for Odell? I forget like what we were talking about. It was they've got three practices.
Oh, Snoop Huntley has three more practices under his belt to figure out the most intricate offense in football history. Yeah, he'll have it down by Sunday.
I am so dejected because of the Jalen Phillips news. And it's not even that. I mean, obviously, he's a huge loss. The offense has more problems than the defense. I just feel bad for him, but I feel like this is a harbinger of how the season is going to end up. It's going to be one more guy after one more guy after one more guy, especially because as the season becomes more hopeless, there's no point in risking guys. Now, Jalen Phillips is not that story. He's legitimately injured and has to have reconstructive surgery. But there are guys who I believe will end up getting shelved because the season is hopeless.
Huck, you said it nicely. The offense has more problems than the defense. The defense is an asset. The offense is a liability.
Yeah.
You put this defense on a good team. You just trade out this defense with Kansas City, the good teams, whoever you want to throw up there. The Minnesota's, they're doing well. Like, put this defense on a strong offense, and this defense can hold it down. 19 points through 3.5 quarters. That is not a bad defense. But when you're getting the ball on the 25 every time, it's pretty easy to score 19 points in 3.5 quarters. The offense has a lot of problems. They are the problem, Hawk.
All right, real quick, do a Heat Media Day cut, because we started this in the 2 o'clock hour and we found out who endorses hibachi for lunch, who doesn't. Step Brothers, I maintain, is one of the most overrated and unfunny movies of all time. And if you ever need proof that Will Ferrell has lost his fastball, that PayPal commercial that he's doing with the, I want to pay with you everywhere. it's one of the worst commercials. I deleted PayPal because of that commercial. So he's lost his fastball. He lost his fastball after Saturday Night Live. He's still on the Mount Rushmore of SNL cast members, but man, Step Brothers is a terrible movie.
That commercial, he does the same dance moves he used in Blades of Glory.
Because everyone around him is forced to laugh at whatever he does, you know, and he's like, oh, PayPal, just roll the cameras. I'll be funny. You know, I want to pay with you everywhere. We should give that to DBJ this week.
Yeah.
I want to pay with you everywhere. Do you know what commercial I'm talking about, Solana? You look confused.
Nah, I don't. I honestly have no idea.
I do.
You know what? He doesn't watch TV. He's a streaming guy.
Yeah, well, there's commercials on streaming, though.
What?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he watches live TV via streaming. It's not like he's, you know what I mean? Like this is my ally in the commercial argument.
Streaming.
I want to pay with you everywhere. You've never seen that commercial? They only air it every other commercial break.
Happens to be an excellent jingle. So I love this Will Ferrell
commercial.
It's a
Fleetwood Mac song. I don't even know what to do with this. Now I don't. All right. Find out what Kevin Love. Do you think Kevin Love likes the movie Step Brothers, Crowder?
Yes.
No. I say no because he's got good common sense. Jimmy?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Let's listen to Kevin Love.
Step Brothers, the movie. Have you seen it? And do you consider it a classic?
Yeah, Step Brothers is a classic. John C. Reilly. I mean, the whole cast, unbelievable. Obviously, Will Ferrell, but it's the whole cast is brilliant. I mean, I wouldn't put it up there with like Old School or put it up there with movies like that. Like, I mean, I think like the original Anchorman, I think Zoolander, all those. But no, Step Brothers is for sure a classic. Like, I would put it up there in that same category.
Boom.
Why do you have to give him a boom? First of all, Kevin Love is old and losing his mind, so we can't listen to him.
It deserves a boom.
And he doesn't watch black movies. Zoolander is just a comedy that pops up.
Classic.
Hawk, why'd you give him a boom?
Hawk, trust me, Hawk, you're going to be on the wrong side of this one, bro.
I've been watching the Costco guys too much, I think.
Did you give him like a fist bump too? Like a boom? Like you thought you were connecting with him on some level?
No, but I hit him with a nice little boom. You're going to hear boom a couple times the rest of the way.
All right. Eric Spolstra. Do you think Eric Spolstra likes Step Brothers?
Oh, this is a no for me.
Right.
I think he's too serious. I don't think he likes silly stuff.
No, he's smart, which is why he's not going to like this movie. So the answer is no. Jimmy?
I'm going to say no too.
Yeah, people who are smart, who have some modicum of smartness, sense, and success, do not like Step Brothers because it's a patently ridiculous movie. Let's hear from Coach Spo.
Step Brothers, the movie. Have you watched it? Do you consider it a classic or a great movie?
I have not seen that. Is it in the realm of Fletch? I mean, if you're talking about classics, Fletch is a classic.
Man, Spo, I don't even know what Fletch is.
Okay, you got to look that up.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, you got to look up Step Brothers then.
Yeah, I will. I'm aware of it, but I have not watched it.
That's my guy, because you're better off if you've never watched Step Brothers. I was forced to watch it a couple of years ago because Crowder and Zach were all over me about not having seen it. I should have gone my entire life without seeing it. And Fletch is a classic. That's a great call by Spo.
How do you take a win off I haven't seen it?
Yeah, he hasn't seen it. It's not funny. He's not compelled to see something that's terrible.
No, he said he just hasn't seen it.
Yeah, because it's terrible. He's not compelled to see it.
He's watching documentaries.
And he loves Fletch. That's my guy right there. That's my guy. And you don't know what Fletch is, Solana?
Never heard of it.
Oh. Fletch is hot. I know me and Hawk are on the opposite side of the Step Brothers thing, but Fletch is funny, Solana.
Chevy Chase classic.
Yeah. But it can't be a classic if I've never heard of it.
It's low definition.
It's just low definition.
You're not going to be impressed by the photography.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Anyone see a big fancy car at the KFC drive-in? Could be messy.
Hawk. and Crowder. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.